left off discussing various basic concepts of muktzah. We pointed out that there's a difference between the concept of achilas muktzah, hishtamshus, and isra tilta muktzah. Several differences lahalacha between this achila as one extreme as opposed to the isra tilta. The last thing to mention is the chiddush that you find in Eglei Tal, the Malach of Tochein, the chiddush of Avnei Nezer, in Simen Kuvchav, that the concept we'll have to discuss at length of migudis katzoi is something that applies to achila. However, Avnei Nezer tries to demonstrate that this does not apply when it comes to tilta muktzah. And we had a whole list of many differences between these two halachos. The fact, for example, of safek muchan that the Gemara discusses in Dav Chav Dalet, and the chiddush how we should paskin like Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Sugin Shabbos Nav Kuf Chav Ches. And Tosas is Chiddush and Dav Chesem and Alef and Beitza, that the heter of Alchon Nefesh is relevant to Tiltu Muktzah, but not when it comes to Achilas Muktzah, Ishtamshus, the concept of Grav Shel Re'i, many differences in the halacha between these cases. Now, why are all these such basic distinctions? Why is it that we should assume that there's a difference between Tiltu Muktzah as opposed to other forms of Muktzah? So when you take a look at the sugya in Kol HaKelim, and Shabbos and Daf, Kuf Chav Dal Amud Aleph, here the Gemara tells us that there is a clear link between Tilta Muktzah and the Malacha of Hotzah. The context of the Gemara is the following. The Gemara wants to know whether one is Gozer Yantiv Otu Shabbos, that there are many Gzeros to Rabbanan that we have on Shabbos. Do we necessarily assume that these Gzeros extend to Yantiv, or do they not? So the Gemara tells us the following. V'hatznan, there is a Mishnah Beitz and Daf Lamanemud Beis that tells us Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba B'yantiv Avolo B'Shabbos. Let's assume a person has peros that are on his roof and he puts them there in order to dry out. And all of a sudden there's inclement weather. He realizes it's about to rain. Is a person simply allowed to take those peros and to push them through the hole in the roof? They would have a hole that would serve, act as a window. Are you allowed to take these peros and simply to lower them into the house? So the Gemara tells us the following, that there is a difference between Yantif as opposed to Shabbos. What is the Isser in doing so? This is just simply an Isser, as Rashi points out, of Tircha. And if it is B'makam Hefsid Mamon, we will be more likely to be Matir, the Isser of Tircha and Yantif, as opposed to Shabbos. So therefore the Mishnah tells us that on Yantif it is Mutter, on Shabbos it is Asr. Apparently you see that not every Isser Rabbanon on Shabbos applies to Yantif. But the Gemara asks, is that really true? Mi lo gazrinan? Is it true that we can have these distinctions between Shabbos and Yantif? After all, v'hatnan, ein ben Yantif to Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bavad. With the exception of Meleches Ochel Nefesh, where we obviously know there's a distinction between Shabbos and Yantif, generally we will equate Meleches Shabbos with that of Yantif. So how do you resolve that difficulty? When do we link Shabbos and Yantif, and when we distinguish between them? So the Gemara answers in the very bottom of Kuchav Dalam and Aleph that El Amra Papa, that no lo kasha, that ha beis Shammai and ha beis Hillel. This is a machlokes beis Hillel beis Shammai. To what extent we equate Shabbos and Yantif? According to beis Shammai l'chumra, Yantif is equated with Shabbos. According to beis Hillel, it is not. What is the case? So the Gemara cites a sugya that we'll soon see, the Mishnah Beit Sandav, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, that Beis Shammai maintains that Ein Motzin Es HaKoton, Es HaLulav, Ves Es Sefer Torah, L'Shus HaRabim. What is not allowed to carry a Koton, a Lulav, or Sefer Torah, even on Yantif, and Beis Hillel Matirin. So the Gemara thinks, this is the Chiddush of Rav Papa, that Beis Shammai treats Yantif es Shabbos, and just as obviously on Shabbos, Hotzas HaKatan, Lulav Sefer Torah is Aser, the same thing is true when it comes to Yantif. Beis Hillel, who distinguishes and allows these forms of Hotzah and Yantif, so therefore we don't equate Shabbos and Yantif. So the Gemara says the following, that Emor Deshamis Lehu LeBeis Shammai. When do you see that Beis Shammai equates Shabbos to Yantif? That's when it comes to this Mishnah. The theme of the Mishnah is Hotzah. But Tiltul Mishamis Lehu. But when it comes to cases of tiltal, who says that that's related to Hosah? So even though we know that Beis Shammai will equate aspects of Hosah on Yantif to that of Shabbos, but how do you know that's relevant for tiltal? So that's what the Gemara answers. What do you mean? Tiltal gufa, lav mishum Hosahi. Isn't the Isser of tiltal just simply a function of Hosah? And whatever you would hold regarding Hotzah, one should hold as far as Tiltal is concerned. If you look in the Ritva, for example, in this sugya, the very top piece and daf Kuvchav Dad Mabeis, Ritva writes the following: Pirish to Chol Hatiltulim Sha'asru Chachamim Hainu Kreilasos Geder Lahotzos Dishabis. The only reason Tiltal is forbidden is a Gzeirid Rabbanan Mishum Hotza. And therefore, what Beis Shammai holds regarding Hotzah and Yontif is fully relevant when it comes to the case of Tiltal. That's Boshab Shat, what the Gemara tells us, the link between Isr Tiltal as opposed to the Malacha Daraisa of Hotzah. This is how Rashi understands the Sugyan Beit Sandaf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, which explains that very machlokis between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Hotzah is mutter for purposes of Malachas Ochel Nefesh, but otherwise it is aser. And therefore, Hotzah HaKatan, Hotzah HaLulav, Hotzah Sefer Torah, that is forbidden on Yantif, and Beis Hillel disagrees. Good? What is the machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So the Gemara begins by assuming the following. They're arguing regarding the principle of mitoch. Everyone agrees that Hotzah is mutter for the purpose of Malachas Ochel Nefesh. The question is the next step. Do we have a concept of mitoch shehutru letzorech, hutru nami shelo letzorech? Beis Shammai maintains what seems to be poshut shat, that the Torah allows for Ochel Nefesh, but that's it. But you don't find any other allowance. So therefore, carrying a katan, lulav sefer Torah, that's out of the question. And Beis Hillel disagrees and assumes this very great chiddush of mitoch shehutru letzorech, hutru nami shelo letzorech. We don't limit the heter merely to Ochel Nefesh. And the Gemara assumes a very great chiddush that this is not only true when it comes to Hotzah. If they're arguing about mitoch, this should apply to other cases as well. So for example, the Gemara says, Hashochet olas nedava biyantiv. Let's assume, for example, a person is shochet olas nedava. It's not Ochel Nefesh, because after all, it's a karban ola, there's no achila. It's not karbanos haregel, this is a karban nedava, an olas nedava. But is it litzorech? There certainly is some tzorech. So the Gemara thinks that should also then be dependent on the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Gemara assumes a great chiddush. They're arguing about mitoch, and mitoch is not limited to hotzah. Mitoch could apply to other malachos as well. We pointed out the difficulty, no? When we discussed the Rambam sheet earlier, the Rambam only mentions mitoch when it comes to hotzah and havara, and yet here the Gemara is willing to apply mitoch even when it comes to shrita as well. Good? So all of a sudden the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true? How do you know that this machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is about mitoch? Maybe the machlokes is purely regarding hotzah. The Gemara says that maskif le rabba, mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'hafligei. How do you know they argue about the concept of mitoch? Dilma be'erev hotzah l'shabbis ve'ein erev hotzah l'yantiv k'miflegei. Maybe the machlokes is a very different one. Beis Shammai maintains that there is an Isser Hotzah on Shabbos and on Yantiv. But Beis Hillel maintains that maybe Hotzah is only forbidden on Shabbos. There is no Isser of Hotzah on Yantiv at all. In fact, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the Gemara quotes, Lo sosiu matzah mibateichen biyom haShabbos. Maybe that means b'Shabbos in b'Yantiv lo. So they're not arguing about mitoch whatsoever. They're arguing about another question, a basic question. Is there an Isser of Hotzah on Yantif? According to Beis Hillel, there's no Isser Hotzah. According to Beis Shammai, there's an Isser Hotzah with the heter of Ochel Nefesh. The Gemara says that cannot be. You cannot argue that the machlokis is whether Hotzah exists or does not exist. Why? Because maskif the Rav Yosef. Ela meyata. If that's true, and Beis Hillel maintains there is no Isser of Hotzah on Yantif, lif lagu ba'avonim. Let them argue about carrying stones, carrying a rock. Why are they only arguing about carrying a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah? All those cases sound like there is a tzorech. Either it's tzorech hayom k'tzas, or maybe one could argue with tzorech mitzvah. Those are 2 days in Tosas, Dermas Nilhachi Garsinan. But those are cases where there is a tzorech. If the sheet of Beis Hillel is that there is no Isra Hotzah whatsoever, let them argue about Avonim. So what does that Gemara mean? Lif lugub Avonim. If you look in Tosus, for example, Tosus explains the following. Even if you assume mitoch, a tzorech is still necessary. Mitoch shehutru letzorech hutru nami shelo tzorech means mitoch shehutra litzorach olcho nefesh, hutra shelo litzorach olcho nefesh, but of course there must be a tzorach. If something is shelo litzorach klal, that's an issa daraisa. That's what Tosfos understands. Hotza shelo litzorach is an issa daraisa on Shabbos. So if you really maintain that Beisilas of the Pin there is no Isra Hotza, it should be allowed to carry stones, sticks and stones on Yontif. And that we know is forbidden in HaTorah. The only thing we allow is that Tzarach HaYom Tzas, Sefer Torah, Katan, Lulav. So that cannot be the Machlokas. The Machlokas must be regarding the issue of Mitoch. That's how Tosfos understands. Rashi understands very differently. That mitoch shehutra lahotzarach, hutra mishalotzarach means that hutra shalol letzarach klal. Shalol letzarach klal. And therefore, in principle, even tiltul avanim should not be included in this ravotza. So what's the kasha of the Gemara then? Liflugu ba'avanim? Rashi understands that kasha very differently. Rashi says the following, are you allowed to move stones? Of course not. Why? Because stones are muktza. That's how Rashi understands. Stones are inherent muktza, muktza machmas gufo. So, well, if hotza is only usr because, muktza is only usr because of hotza, and there is no isr of hotza on yantif, so how can there be a gzeras tiltul muktza? The fact that there is a gzeras tiltul muktza, that shows you that there must be an Isra Hotza. Rashi writes, the Ramaskal Liflugu Avonim, Im Ein Isra Hotza, Ein Isra Tiltul, Shloneser Tiltul Elamishim Hotza. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Not as Tosus. We're not interested in Muktza. We're interested in whether there's an Isra Daraisin carrying a stone from Shisarabim. No, Rashi says we're interested in knowing whether a rock is Muktza on Yantiv. If it is Muktza as we know it is, it must be that there is an Isser of Hotzah. That's exactly what Rashi understood from that Sugyan of Kufchav Dalid, that after all, Tiltul, Lav Mishum Hotzah. Tiltul is clearly a function of the Isser Hotzah, and in order to have the Gzeras Muktzah, there must be an Isser of Hotzah. Rashi, right? This is exactly as the Ritva writes, that Kol HaTiltulim, they're all a Gzerid Rabbanim Mishum Hotzah. This is the kasha of the Ravid against the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perachov Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, elaborates on this concept, on the Isser Tiltul. The Rambam writes the following, that Asru Chacham Letaltal Mikzas Dvar Mishabbos, Kiderech Shehu Oseh B'chol. You're not allowed to move, to handle Mukza on Shabbos, in a fashion that you would do so throughout the week. Why is that true? So the Rambam writes the following, the Omru, Umayim Yisru Neviim Vitzivu, Shelo Yehi Lukach B'Shabbos Ki Lukach B'Chol, Sicha Shabbos K'Sichas Chol, V'Daber Davar, Saka V'Chomer, Shelo Yehi Tiltul B'Shabbos Ki Tiltul B'Chol. If the Torah says don't walk the same way on Shabbos, don't speak the same way on Shabbos as you do other days of the week, so kavachomer, that the same should apply when it comes to tiltul as well. And why is that true? Kedesh lo yihya kiyom chol be'enav, to preserve the kedusha sayom of Shabbos. Otherwise, Shabbos will be a yom chol. V'yavol lahagbiu l'saken keilem ipinam ipinam ibayis labayis. You're going to end up spending Shabbos moving things around. Olatzia avadim ukayotze bahem. Why is that true? Because after all, Sharehu Batel, V'yoshe Bebeso, a person is sitting on Shabbos not doing any malacha, V'yivakesh Dabar Shiz Askobo, a person will be wanting for something to do on Shabbos, and therefore he'll start just handling all those things that we consider to be Mukta, V'nimse Shalo Shavas, U'bitel Hatam Shenemar Betorah Laman Yanuach. A very great Kiddush. The Rambam writes that the reason that Tiltul Muktzah is Asr is, after all, in order to preserve the Kedusha Seyom of Shabbos, Kedesh lo yihya kiyom chol be'enav. Because if a person will do so, u'bitel hatam shenemar b'tor l'man yanuach. That's point one. Then Rambam continues, Halachit Gimel, point two. Va'od. The Rambam writes the following. If a person is going to start handling all of these things, the Rambam writes that Yavo Lidei Malacha. You're going to start handling the types of things you don't need. You're going to start using a hammer. So you may end up doing Malacha. You'll bang a nail in with the hammer. Reason number two. Then the Rambam stresses a third point. Va'od mipnei shemikta saham eino baliyam noyams. Many people don't have jobs. They don't have a particular craft. And they are betelim kol yameyim. They're retired people, people who are unemployed, people who don't go to work during the rest of the days of the week. And therefore, if you're going to tell them just don't do malacha on Shabbos, but everything else is okay, the Rambam writes the following, if that's true, nimtze shelo shava shvisa nikeres. So therefore, there's no shvisa nikeres. Shabbos must be distinct. And therefore, it has to be instinct by ruling out the day-to-day routine, the day-to-day activities, such as simply handling, Tiltul Muktzeh, Tiltul Kelim. You look in the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Simen Shin Ches of Muktzeh, Prima Gadim writes, you look in the Rambam, you see three different reasons for Tiltul Muktzeh. One is the issue of Shal Yihyeh Kiyom Chol Beinav. The other is Shal Yavol Asos Malacha. And then the requirement of a Shvisa Hanikeres. This concept of Shvisi Nikeres, the Rambam stresses in Perek Chavtes and in Perek Lam Levocha Shabbos in a very different context. Perek Chavtes is where the Rambam discusses, as you know, the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. Perek Lam, it is where the Rambam discusses the concept of Kavod Noneg. The Rambam begins Perek Lamed that Arba Dvarim Neru B'Shabbos. There are four different concepts that you have on Shabbos. Two are min HaTorah, Zachar V'Shamar. And the Rambam writes, V'Shnayim Midibrei Sofrim V'Heim Mifurashin Al Yedei HaNeviim. The Rambam writes, Zachar and Shamar, that's what you find explicit in the Torah. Shamar, Melech HaShabbos. Zachar is the Mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. And what about Mifurashin Al Yedei Neviim? That's what the Rambam writes is Kavod and Oneg. What does it mean, Kavod and Oneg, or Mifurashin Al Yedei Neviim? Rav Slavetchik would often comment that if I were to ask you, Ner Chanukah, Kriya Samigilah, you would describe that as Mifurashin Al Yedei Neviim. No, you would say that Tiknu HaChachamim, Tiknu HaNeviim. That was a Takonas Chazal, a Takonas Neviim. The Rambam does not write that Kavod and Oneg, even though it's found in Navi Yeshaya, V'kros l'Shabbos on the Kadosh Hashem Echubad, as a Takonas Neviim. The Rambam writes, V'hein Mifurashin al Yedei HaNeviim. The Rambam then reiterates, Shenisparshu al Yedei HaNeviim. What exactly does that mean? Roslavetchik explained the following, that Shabbos has to be set aside, distinct, from all the other days of the week. How is that accomplished? Well, if you look explicit in Chumash, it's accomplished through Zachar v'Shamor, to be Shoves min HaMalacha, to make Kiddush and Havdalah. And in fact, it's very good, the Rambam Lashitase, that not only is Kiddush a mitzvah, Daraisa, but even Havdalah. Why? If the purpose, we've discussed many times, is to be Mekadesh Liyom, that's what the Ramban writes in the Seres HaDibra Zachar Sem HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to Mekadesh Liyom, just like Kiddush Yovel, that applies to Kiddush. But how does that extend to Havdalah? The purpose of Havdalah is to Mekadesh Liyom. The Ramban describes that Kiddush is Mekadesh Hayom. According to the Rambam, no, the purpose of Kiddush is to offset Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. Well, if that's true, you understand very well why that is Bichnisaso Uvietziaso. Havdalah is just as much part of that mitzvah as Kiddush. And therefore, the Rambam explains that both Kiddush and Havdalah. The Rambam does not write that the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh Liyom. The Rambam writes, Zochreihu Zechira Shevach Bekiddush. You have to praise, extol the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Describe the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Many nafkaminas between the Ramban, whether the purpose of Kiddush is Mekadesh Liyom, as opposed to the Kiddush of the Rambam, no, it's in order to be Mishabeach. Zochreihu Zechira Shevach Bekiddush. To offset Shabbos in the rest of the days of the week. That's why Havdalah is Daraisa. Then you understand very well. So when the Navi Yeshaya tells us, you know, look, It's not enough to be concerned with lamates malachos. It's not enough to make kiddush. But you also have to be concerned with kavod, oneg, daber davar, uvde dechol, minzel chevtzecha. No? So I'll ask you, is this a new concept that the Navi Yeshayah is mechadesh? No, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, when it comes to Kriya Samigillah, that is a takonas Nevi'im. Here it's not a takonas Nevi'im whatsoever. What the Navi Yeshayah was doing was simply elaborating, expanding that concept of Shvisa HaNikeres. Even though that Midaraisa, it's enough to refrain from doing Malacha. And even though Midaraisa, it's enough to make Kiddush and Havdalah. But here, Midivrei Sofrim, Shenis Parshu Al Yedei HaNavim. Much more is necessary. How you speak, how you walked, and all of that is included in. And that's why the Rambam writes, Vehein Mifuroshin Al Yedei HaNavim, Shenis Parshu Al Yedei HaNavim. Here, if a person exercises Kavod Oneg, that's a Kiyum Daraisa. That's not just simply a mitzvah d'rabbanan. This is part of the concept of Shvi Sani Keres. That fits in beautifully with what the Rambam writes here in Perach of Dalef of Cheshabes, that that's the whole reason of Tiltul. That the Chachamim on a level of d'rabbanan broadened what even the Navi Yeshayah described. That's what the Rambam writes, that no, after all, if you can't walk and speak during the week, right, in a way that you would do on Shabbos, and therefore don't do on Shabbos that which you do in a weekday activity, that embraces even halachos d'rabbanan. And therefore the Rambam writes that ubitel hatam akosa b'torah, l'man yanuach. That's what the Rambam develops, the concept of a shvisa hanikeres. So it's interesting, the Rambam writes first, uvde dechol, shelo yabal asas malacha, and shvisa hanikeres. The Ravid is troubled. That's why Tiltul Mukta is Aser, because of this whole fancy theology. That's why Tiltul Mukta is Aser. The Ravid just quotes the Gemara we just mentioned. Shabbos Kuchav Dalma Beis, Otu Tiltul Lab Tzorach Hotzahu. Tiltul is a Gzeira D'Rabbana Mishum Hotzah. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what the Ravid writes. A Gzeira D'Rabbana Mishum Hotzah. Nimtza Ki Mipnei Chiyuv Hotzah. Asru b'tiltul masha, asru in these instances. No, a very great chiddush. Tiltul muktzah is simply a function of hotzah, unlike the view of the Rambam Shita. If you look in the Magid Mishnah has two possibilities in understanding the Rambam. We'll see when we learn more of muktzah, maybe we'll have a third possible approach. Magid Mishnah writes the following. That look, it's true. Undeniably, right, the Gemara says that tiltul is mishum hotzah. Enochinami, that's true. The Magid Mishnah writes that was the gzeiras mukta of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah came, right, the time of Bayesheni, and Nehemiah saw how lax Bnei Yisrael were, so therefore it was necessary to, right, impose further restrictions. The Gemara describes in Shabbos Kufchav Gimel Beis, right, when Knesset Yisrael were whipped into shape, the more careful they were regarding Shabbos, then the Gzeiras Mukta were reduced. Very often, the Gemara says, for example, Beis and Daf Beis and Beis, that when it's something which is more kal, or in people's eyes something is kal, that's a reason to impose more archakos. And that's what the Gemara says, that as Knesset Yisrael realized the severity of Shabbos, so Nehemiah lacks the Gzeiras Mukta. So the Magid Mishnah writes a very great Kiddush, that the original Gzeirah of Tiltul, which was very chomor, that was Mishum Hotzah. But then, Va'achar Kachi Tiru, and the second, the later tier of the Gzeiros of Muktzah, were for the reasons of the Rambam. There shouldn't be Ki Yom Chol, Shelo Yavol Asos Malacha, Shvisa Nikeres. That's the Kiddush Magid Mishnah suggests. There were two different tiers, and these reasons of the Rambam are the later tier. The original tier, that was Mishum Hotzah. That's a Kiddush. Then the Magid Mishnah writes that no, both reasons are true. The Rambam is just telling you, right, his Kiddush. Efshar Shrabbeinu Hizkir, Tamim Elo Shechideshu, V'lo Lomar Shein Bo Tam Acher. You're right. Certainly, as a gzeira, the Rabbanim Yishim Hotza, that's critically important. But the Rambam writes, there's much more that goes into muktzah than simply a gzeira of muktzah, and therefore the Rambam writes these other concerns as well. We'll see possibly a third approach, in a certain way almost the opposite of the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah starts with Nehemiah. Now, Nehemiah had an all-encompassing gzeiras muktzah, very, very chamor, and then there was a second shift where the gzeiras relaxed. But as we're going to see, even before the Gzeres Nehemiah, there were certainly Isurim of Muktzah that applied even before. We'll see that there are certain categories of Muktzah that existed well beyond Nehemiah. Nehemiah instituted the Gzer of Tiltul Kalim. Maybe Tiltul Kalim is a Gzer Mishum Hotzav, but other forms of Muktzah, the original Halach of Muktzah, right. Maybe that is what the Rambam is addressing in these different tiers. We'll have to learn a little bit more about the differences between different categories of muktzah. Here the Rambam writes the Chiddush that one of the factors that is driving the Isur muktzah is, after all, if a person is going to spend his entire day doing all these things, right, this uvda d'chol, the Rambam writes, v'nimtze shelo shavas, ubitel hatam shenemra b'Torah l'man yanuach. What exactly does that mean? Ubitel hatam shenemra b'Torah l'man yanuach. If you look a little bit earlier in the Rambam, the beginning of Perach Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam begins with the following: Nemar b'Torah tishbos. We discussed this in the very first year. No? Nemar b'Torah tishbos. What does that mean? Tishbos. The Ram continues, "Afilu midvarim she'eino malacha chayv lishbos b'hem." A person is obligated to be shoves on Shabbos from those things that are not malachas at all. And the Rambam continues, "Vidvarim har behein she'asr chacham yishum shvus." So the Rambam writes, there is a halacha tishbos, the essay of Shabbos, tishbos shabbosan, and that is more encompassing than lamitas malachos. And the Ram even continues and says that v'dvaram har beim shasr chacham mishum shvus. When the Rambam says that nemar b'Torah tishbos, and that means afilu dvaram she'eino malacha, what is the Rambam referring to? If you look in the Magid Mishnah has two possibilities. One possibility of the Magid Mishnah is the Ramban in Parshas Emor, Erechav Gimel, Pasuk of Dalet, where the Ramban has a similar discussion. The Ramban writes again, we've discussed many times, how can it be that a person will properly be Shomer Shabbos, but he knows the Kunsin, he knows how to avoid a Malacha Daraisa, so he'll do everything. He'll just avoid a Malacha Daraisa. So he'll do Ksiva Kalachar Yad, he'll buy and sell, do business on Shabbos, business is Gzeira the Rami Shemekha Chomemkar. So how can you do such a thing, no? A person can have a regular business day, a regular business routine, and technically avoid all Lamatas Malachos. Can you honestly argue that that person is fulfilling the Din Daraisa of Shvisas HaShabbos? The Ramban says, absolutely not. That's why the Torah tells us, Shabbosom, Tishbos, in order to cover those things that are not technically speaking malachos. The Hagdara the Ramban gives is somewhat different. The Ramban writes that you must see to it that Shabbos is a Yom Shvisa Umenucha velo Yom Torah. It can't be a time of Tircha. The Ramban writes that Tircha va'amel, to toil on Shabbos, to labor on Shabbos, that is forbidden midaraisa, even if technically speaking it's not a malacha. The Rambam writes examples, right? The fanos hakelim v'gam hanav mibayis labayis mimakom namakom. You'll have an area which is mukav choma, and you'll carry rocks, you'll carry all your furniture from place to place. Midaraisa, that's mutar on Shabbos. Or a fascinating other example the Rambam gives: the marketplace will be open, V'tiach chanuyos psuchos. Right? And your store will be open doing business. That, the Ramban writes, is osa daraisa, not because of gzeras mekoch memkar. That's osa daraisa because of Shabbosom. Making a single kinyan on Shabbos and Yontif, that's a gzera. Right? Doing business on Shabbos and Yontif, right? That's considered to be in osa daraisa. The Ramban continues, gives another example, a very great chiddush, v'yihu ha'poalim, meshkivim l'melachta. I ask a goy to turn on a light. That's a milat achri. I hire goyim to take care of all my business. My business is open in Shabbos. That's part of this adaraisa. I'll oversee the goyim doing malacha for me, right on Shabbos. That, the Ramban writes, is all included in Shabbos. So the Ramban writes again, not so much as uvda dechol, but tircha, amil. That is what is considered to be awesome. Just uses the phrase of Master HaKosuv LeChachamim. This is another example, like Meleches Chol HaMoed or Inuyim on Yom Kippur, where the exact Hagdaros Master HaKosuv LeChachamim. What is considered to be Omel, what is considered to be an inappropriate Tircha on Shabbos. If you take a look at the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the Ritva elaborates. If a person does a single Gzeirah Drabanan, well, of course, that's an Issa Drabanan. But if a person will engage in the Shvusim to the extent that Shabbos loses its character, that's a Din Daraisa. So, b'chol prat uprat, all the details of gzeras. Ki abed levi zar b'idach, if you're not careful about one gzera, but you're careful about all the other gzeras, that's an issur d'rabbanan. But if it comes to a point where the gzeras are being ignored to the extent that Shabbos is a yom chol, that's considered to be aser. And the Ritva concludes, v'zamar golish shiv yadenu midivrei Ramban. This is a pearl, a gem that we have, right? Based on the Ramban. That's the concept of Shabbos. Take a look at that Ritva. The Ritva adds a difficult line. He writes this beautiful Chiddush. But then the Ritva adds a difficult line. Ulefichach, hemidu bo chachamim divrehem, v'mekomos harbe, lidchos mitzvah shel Torah. Let's take a look at the line of the Ramban. Try to see what the Ritva is referring to within the Shitas Ramban. And because of this, hemidu chachamim divrehem, even lidchos mitzvah shel Torah. And that's why sometimes the chachamim will utilize their power of akiras tefa min haTorah. What exactly is the link? Now take a look between these two concepts. No, but this is the chiddush, right? That the Ritva mentions. So the Rambam writes this in Perachav Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Nemar b'Torah tishbos afilu midram she'eino malacha. What does that mean? So Magen Mishnah has two possibilities. One possibility is the Ramban. Exactly as the Ramban says, it's all beautiful chiddush. That's exactly what the Ramban means. Tishbos forbids these types of activities. The Ramban has a second possibility. The Magen Mishnah writes within the Shitas of Ramban. And that's the following. Shvusim, a great chiddush. O tie kavanas rabbeinu, sheyesh l'shvusim shel divreim smach min haTorah mitishbos. A very great chiddush the Magen Mishnah writes. What is it that the Rambam is referring to? And the Rambam writes, above and beyond malacha. So maybe it means like the Ramban writes, or maybe it means even Yisurei d'Rabbanan. Shvusim on Shabbos are not just simply takanos and gzeros d'Rabbanan, but they are rooted, right, in the halacha of tishbos. We discussed many different possibilities. Now, what is included in tishbos and Shabbos? One extreme was that Rashman Ivamos and Davav, that tishbos and Shabbos only applies to lamites malachos. It doesn't even apply to mechamer, even though mechamer is an issa daraisa. the essay of Shabbos fortifies the Lav. You have the Ramban. You have this possibility in the Magen Mishnah that even Yisurei D'Rabbanan are included in Shabbos and Tishmas. To equate the Rambam Shita with the Ramban is difficult because of the following two Ha'aras. Just Ha'ara number one is that the Hagdar is different. The Ramban discusses Tircha V'Amel. The Rambam stresses something different, and that is Uv D'Dechol. These two halachos don't necessarily go hand in hand. Uv D'Dechol means Shvisa Nikeres. The Ramban writes something which is strenuous, amelus. That's what is forbidden. The Rambam writes something that will detract from the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos. There is much overlap. A person carries boulders on Shabbos, that certainly is of the Dechol, and that's a Meleches Tircha. But one could certainly envision something that is not necessarily Meleches Tircha, which still is associated with of the Dechol. A person will sit there and count all of his money. Now, the Rambam's example, right? That certainly is Uv D'Dechol. Not necessarily, though, Tircha Ba'amel that the Ramban uses. But even aside from the Hagdara, to assume that this is the Rambam Sheet also is somewhat difficult in light of that Rambam, Perachav Dal, we just heard when it comes to Muktzah. The Rambam writes that, you know why the Chum forbid Muktzah? Because they're concerned. You're going to end up spending your whole day doing these things. No? And therefore, if that's the case, what's happening to your Shabbos? And if so, what? How would you conclude that sentence according to the Ramban? If a person is going to do that, and he's going to spend his entire day doing so, I would have said the following. Ubitel mitzvah seseh shel tishbo shabbosom. No? That the Rambam doesn't write. The Rambam does not say, and one who does so is mevatel mitzvah seseh deraisa. You know what the Rambam writes? If a person will do this, ubitel hatam shenemar b'tar l'man yanuach. That's an interesting chiddush. Now, the Rambam does not go as far as the Ramban. According to the Ramban, very simply, if you do this, whatever this is, now, uv d'dechol, amel, tirchol, you're mevatel an esei deraisa. The Rambam writes, if you do this, what happens? Bitel hatam shenemar b'torah. That's a very interesting finish. The Rambam does not go as far as the Ramban. The Ramban writes, this is the mitzvah sei deraisa. Here the Rambam writes, you're going against the spirit, now, bitel hatam shenemar b'torah l'man yanuach. You're going against the reason. Spirit, no, which you have to be concerned of as well. But the Ram does not go as far as to say that one is mevatel nesei daraisa. In earlier shirim we've discussed, this is a common theme in the Minchas Asher, many different places, the concept of ratzon haTorah, ratzon haTorah. Now that very often the Torah will convey what should be a priority, what cannot be a legitimate value, not through mitzvos. Many, many different examples, right? We won't go through them now, no? That's what the Rambam seems to say here as well. You're going to spend your whole day doing this. You're going against the concept of Shabbos. And you're obviously not allowed to do that. That also is a din d'araisa. Ratzon haTorah. The Gemara tells us les man de polik, sar balei chayim daraisa. Is there a pasuk that tells us sar balei chayim is daraisa? We discussed on the shiurim. No such pasuk. But the Gemara says everyone agrees sar balei chayim is daraisa. Where do you see that that's true? So Rashi writes it's based on the concept of te'ina. Now, if the Torah says an animal is carrying a heavenly burden, you have to relieve the animal from the burden. The Ravid writes it's based on the parsha of Losachsam Shabadisha, the Isra Chasima. What does that mean? A person who violates Tzar Balei Chaim violates the Isra of Losachsam Shabadisha? Well, certainly not. The Gemara says Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. You see that because the Torah says you can't muzzle an animal. What's wrong with that? No, you see that the Torah is concerned with this concept. That's what the Rambam writes here. When it comes to this aspect of Yom Chol, Shvisa Nikeres, Ubit al Atam Shner B'Torah. So even though the Rambam and the Ramban are close, there's a difference in terms of the Hagdara, whether the Hagdara is Tircha, whether it's Ubda D'Chol, and there also is a marked difference in terms of whether, technically speaking, this is a mitzvah saseh, right? Or whether this is part of Ratzon HaTorah, Bit El HaTam, Shenemar B'Torah L'man Yanuach. All of this is true when it comes to the concept of Tiltul Motzah. Is this true regarding the other concepts of Motzah that we mentioned? When the Rambam was describing the Shvisa Nikeres, it was all Tiltul. When the Gemara said in Kuf Chav Dalet, right? The Gemara says, Otul Tiltul Lav Mishum Hotzah. The Gemara doesn't say, Otul Muktzah, Tiltul. Tiltul is a Gzeret Rabbanu Mishum Hotzah. What about the other forms of Muktzah? Now that we saw so many differences between Tiltul, Hishtamshus, Achila, what about Achilas Muktzah? Most extreme case. That's a Gzeret Rabbanu Mishum Hotzah. Or is that not? As we mentioned, the Tiltul Muktzah is a Gzer Mishum Hotzah. You understand very well what Tosfos writes in Beit Tzedav Ches. That Tiltul must be Muktzah L'Tzarach Halchon Nefesh. Hotzah is Muktzah L'Tzarach Halchon Nefesh. How can Tiltul Muktzah be more Chamor than Hotzah? Achilas Muktzah is obviously forbidden even Makam Halchon Nefesh. Lo Te'achel. Hishtamshus we saw yesterday. Is also Makam Halchon Nefesh. That's because perhaps these are not at all rooted in a Gzeret Rabbanu Mishum Hotzah. Where do you see that this is true? That Achilas Muktzah is distinct. The most extreme Shita in this regard is the Shita of Rashi. The opening Sugi Meseches Beitz and Daf Beis discusses that Machlokas Beisila Beishamayim. Regarding the Beitz Shenolda, according to Beis Hillel, lo te'ochel. Why? Why is that true? What is wrong with eating that Beitz? So the Gemara has four different possibilities. Possibility one, which is with Nachman, it's a nolad issue. We're talking about a Tanagolus, which is a menes legadol Beitz. So if a Tanagolus is omedes legadol Beitz, what does that mean? That the tarnagolis is not omedes la'achila. The egg that it lays is a beitza which is omedes la'achila. That's nola. And therefore, Rav Nachman says the machlokes, beisil beishami, is a nola issue. That's reason number one. Reason number three, right, is Rav Yosef. This is all part of the gzeirid rabban aperos anoshrim. Reason number four, Rav Yitzchak. This is all part of the gzeret we discussed of Mashkin Shezavu, a very great chiddush. No? That a beitza is a pri hanosher. What's the difference between a pri that falls off of a tree and an egg which is laid from the hen? What's the difference between Mashkin Shezavu and an egg which naturally separates from the mother hen? So Rav Yosef says that a beitza shonu zaser because of peres anoshrin. Rav Yitzchak says in something Mashin Shezavu, this is relevant for that Mochamas we saw yesterday. The Gemara presents Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak as being two different zeros. According to the Ramban Poshav Shah, it's a single zero, no? Malach Anase Smealeha. Peres Anoshrin is Shemi Yavavalitlosh. Mashkin Shezavu is Shemi Yavavalitay Schita. What do they have in common? The Ramban says, if it's true here, it's also true when it comes to Tzedah. What was the Tzedah Shavah Shabahem? You cannot take advantage of that which happens naturally or automatically if it's something that you could not do B'yadayim. Right on Shabbos or on Yantiv. Okay. Reason number two. Why is it that a Beitza Shnol Dezasar? And here, the Gemara excels the great Chiddush of Rabbah. This is what's known as Hachana de Rabbah. Rabbi says the reason this Beitz is forbidden is because of the following. A complicated case. We're talking about a Tanagos, which is Omenes La'achima. about the following. We're talking about a specific case. Yantiv falls out on Sunday. Umishum hachana. Utilizing that egg on Sunday is a violation of hachana. Why is that? Because Kasava Rabba, Rabba is of the opinion that Kol Beitza Demisyadna Idna May Esmo Gamrala. The egg was laid today, but it wasn't formed today. A leg which is laid today was formed yesterday. That means that the egg which was laid today on Sunday on Yantiv, Miesmo Gamrala on Shabbos. That means that it was the Hachana of Shabbos that will make it possible to utilize this egg on Yantiv. And for Rabbi L'tamei, Rabbi says that's absolutely forbidden. My dichsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk? V'hayiv yom ha-shishi v'chinas asher yaviyu. Any hachana has to be b'yom shishi, on yom chol. Chol meichin the Shabbos, chol meichin the Yantiv. Ein Yantiv meichin the Shabbos, ein Shabbos meichin the Yantiv. Shabbos cannot be mechin liyantiv. Yantiv cannot be mechin the Shabbos. Hachana can only be b'chol. That's the chiddush of Rambam. We usually think of hachana in terms of hands-on hachana. No, hachana biyadayim. I do preparation on Shabbos for chol. This is a very great chiddush here. I didn't do anything at all. A hen lays an egg on Sunday. But since naturally, bidei shamayim, the hachana occurred, may esmo, even hachana bidei shamayim, what does it mean? It's asura? What do you mean asura? Even reliance on hachana bidei shamayim, utilizing that which was muchan me'elav, that is asur. That's a very great chiddush of Rambam. You didn't do a thing. But taking advantage of that hachana, utilizing that beitzah, whose hachana occurred on Shabbos for Yantiv, that is considered to be asur. That's Rabbah's pasuk. V'hayam ashishi echinas asher yavi. Why is that? Why is that? So Rashi makes an incredibly brief comment. Rashi writes the following. You know why? Because Rabbah is of the opinion the Muktza Daraisa. Unbelievable. Rashi cites Psachim Dav Mem Zayin Beis. You know what the pasuk V'hayim Ashishi tells us? Muktza Daraisa. Wow. Chiddush number one, according to Rashi, this is a Din Daraisa. This is no Gzeirah Rami Shem Tiltum. This is a Din Daraisa. Chiddush number two of Rashi. Muktza hachana, no difference. Hachana is just a muktza problem. In other words, what does that mean? That anything that you utilize on Shabbos Yantiv must be min hamuchan, must be min hamuchan. According to Rashi, I'll add one word: min hamuchan bichol, chol meichin the Shabbos. Ein Shabbos minchin Yantiv, and Yantiv minchin l'Shabbos. So therefore, if this egg was laid on Sunday, that means it was ready. The hachana bidei shamayim was on Shabbos. That's not ben hamuchan. Vayim ashishi echinas asher yaviyu. Hachana means hachana b'chol. The Gemara says, you mean to say if a beitz is shenol b'chol Shabbos, but that's mutter, because it's hachana occurred on Friday, and Friday is chol. Zera chinami. The Gemara says you're right. That's all gzera. Shabbos b'ama tishtari, yantiv b'ama tishtari. The Gemara says you're right. That's all gzera. That's all gzera of this case, of yantiv shechal achar Shabbos. But Rab is of the opinion that hachana is needed midaraisa, and hachana means hachana b'chol. So if someone will ask you, what is this chiddush of hachana deraba? According to Rashi, now this isn't a new concept, this is muktza. But muktza is daraisa. It's not that there's a separate isser of hachana b'shabbos. No, there's no isser of hachana b'shabbos. if Hachana was done on Shabbos, that's just insufficient, no? Anything utilized on Shabbos and Yom Tov must be subject to Hachana mi bon yom. It must be muchan b'chol. This was not muchan b'chol. Wow. The next daf, Gimel Beis and Beitzim. The Gemara is bothered by the following. A Beitzim Shenolda, the Mishnah tells us, is forbidden. The Gemara quotes a Bryce that adds the following, Usveika Asura. Sveika Asura. Even Safik is Asura. I don't know when the egg was laid. Shabbos morning, a farmer walks into his coop and he sees their eggs there. He didn't walk in right before Shabbos and make a notation that this egg was already here, this egg was not here. He has no clue. Maybe it was laid today on Shabbos, maybe it was laid yesterday, b'chol. Sveik asura. So now the Gemara is bothered. Why should a suffik muktzah be asur? Why should that be true? The Gemara is bothered by the following. Look, if you hold like Rav Yosef, if you hold like Rav Yitzhak, reason three, reason four, the whole problem is only a gzeirat rabbanon, peres anoshim, ashken shezavu. So now you have a suffik drabbanon. So sveik drabbanon should be lakula. That's the kasha of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabba, no problem whatsoever. Bishlam al Rabba, damar mishum hachana, havi sveik daraisa, v'chol sveik daraisa l'chumra. Whatever Rabba's halachi is, the Gemara says, we're going to apply Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. So that means Rabbis Halacha of Hachana Darabba, L'chore is forbidden in HaTorah. And therefore, Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. What is Rabbis Halacha? Rashi says Muktza. That means Rashi maintains that Muktza is Daraisa. If you look in the Meiri and Apeis Mabeis, the Miri is bothered. Is Hachana the Rabba really a Din Daraisa? That's a Din Daraisa of Hachana. The Miri writes the following. But take a look, it's critically important. Even Rabbis Halacha is only a Din Daraban. But you know what the Chiddush is? It's not a Gzeira, it's an Asmachta. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Peres Anoshim, Mashkin Shizavu, those are gzeros. In a gzero, suffix is lakula. Rabba has an asmachta. V'hayim ashishi achinas ashayaviyu. An asmachta is ke'ein daraisa, and regarding an asmachta, we will assume sveika l'chumra. This is what the Prima Gadim points out in the Psicha Tilchus Yantiv. It's a chelak aleph, perak aleph, os chav gimel. Sveika daraisa l'chumra applies to asmachta. And that's what the Gemara here means when it comes to Hachana Darabba. The Gemara doesn't literally mean daraisa. Kein daraisa. If you look at the Tosas Shishonim, here in Daf Gimel Beis, it's printed on the Daf. The Tosfos Shon is bothered by the following. We just quoted a Braisa, Sveika Asura. The Gemara says, according to Rabba, that's great. That's reason two. According to Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, we have a problem. Gzeira, suffix should be lakula. The Tosfos Shon is bothered by, oh, the Gemara left out one. No? The Gemara left out Rav Nachman. There are four reasons. Rav Nachman of Nolad, and Rabba, and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did the Gemara leave out number one, Rabbi Nachman? The Rashi and other Rishonim give a very simple teretz, because if you go through the Gemara in between Beis and Beis, and Gilim and Beis, the Gemara rejects Rabbi Nachman. A simple answer, no? So Rabbi Nachman's already out. After all, Nachman said we're talking about a Tangolus, which is Omedes Lagadel, beitzim, correct? That means the tarnagolis itself, the mother hen, is mukta. It wasn't designated for achila. So the Mishnah should not say beitza shenolda biyantid. The Mishnah should say he uveitzasim, the mother and the egarasim. See if it's a nolda problem. Nolda doesn't apply to the mother hen. Nolda applies to the beitza. If it's a achana problem, achana applies to the egg. It doesn't apply to the mother. So the Mishnah is very good. There are times where you could shech the mother on yantiv, but you can't utilize the beitza, because the beitza is peros anosher, the beitza is mashkin shezelpu, the beitza is a problem of hachana. But if you hold like Rav Nachman that it's a muktze issue, so therefore shouldn't we argue that also applies to the aim? So the Gemara says Rav Nachman is very difficult. So the Rashba writes very simply, that's why when you get to have Gimel Beis, and the Gemara says we have a difficulty, the Gemara is not so interested in Rav Nachman anymore, because the Gemara rejected Rav Nachman. Tosfos Yeshayahu disagrees. Tosfos Yeshayahu writes the following chiddush, that muktzah also is kein daraisa. Muktzah is kein daraisa. That's why the Gemara was only picking on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak said a gzeira. You can't say a gzeira suffik is l'chumah. But if you're talking about an asmachta, and the Tosfos Yeshayahu a great chiddush, and this even applies to muktzah nola, we'll still say that safek is l'chumra. Muktzah, a safek is l'chumra. And the Tosfos Yeshayahu continues and says, l'kamon, chav dal mabeis. What's l'kamon, chav dal mabeis? What we began with, no? That's safek muchan. Rabbi Gamliel, what did the Gemara say? When it comes to achila, safek is asura. When it comes to tilta, ein ritzon l'kabel himeno. I'm not so interested in accepting this from him, but technically speaking, it's mutter. Why is that true? Beautiful, no? Because tilta mukta is a gzera. Safek is mutter in gzera. So that's exactly what the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. But if you're dealing with achilas mukta, here the Tosfos Yeshayahu writes that an asmachta, that's ke'en daraisa, and safek will be the chumra. So the Tosfos Yeshayahu writes this, even according to Rav Nachman. The Meiri writes this according to Rabba. Hachana de Rabba is an asmachta. Rashi writes, forget about asmachta. Rashi says mukta daraisa. We're not dealing with an asmachta. We're dealing with the real din daraisa. According to Rashi Shita, hachana and muktza are forbidden midaraisa. Hachana daraba and muktza go hand in hand, daraisa. The Meiri assumes everything's drabana. Everything's drabana. Poshim shot the split of Rov Rishonim. He said, no, that's not true. Muktz is drabanan. Whatever this halach is, hachana, hachana deraba, that's a din daraisa. And hachana deraba is distinct from muktza. This is what Rashi writes. Rashi writes that muktza and hachana are synonymous. No, hachana is daraisa, muktz is daraisa. The Meiri writes, they're all drabanan. Rov Rishonim assume, no, muktzah is only drabanan. I agree, however, there is something called hachana deraba, which is daraisa. That's something which is very different. This is a fascinating split between gzeros, yogim, as opposed to and asmachta, which is kein daraisa, and the possibility of a difference in terms of suffix. Just as one marmako, just very briefly, if you look in the Beis Halevi, in the Chela Gimel, it's found in Siman Aleph, Os Zayin, the Beis Halevi discusses that Shvius Bizman Hazeh, according to Rov Rishonim, is only Drabanan. Why is it Rabbanan? Why is it Rabbanan? So the Beis Levi points out the beautiful Chiddush that if you look in the Rishonim, there are two basic reasons why it shouldn't be Rabbanan. One which is very fundamental, one which is more technical. The one which is fundamental is Batla Kedushas Haaretz. There's no Kedushas Haaretz Bizman HaZadaris. Okay, so Shvius is only Drabanan. The other reason is a much more technical one. That's the Rambam in Paragalaf Lachavav B'chashtrumos. Of course there's Kedushas Haaretz Bizman HaZad. Kedushas Haaretz Daraisa. But when it comes to Yovel, the Torah says L'chol Yoshvel. Yovel requires all or rov of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam writes the same thing applies when it comes to Shemitah. Shemitah and Yovel go hand in hand. So Shemitah is only Drabbanan, Bizman HaZeh, because we lack Kol Yoshvel Eham. So the Beis Halevi writes that, look, they all agree then, Shvius is Drabbanan. But that's the Chiddush the Beis Halevi writes, there should be fundamental differences as to whether it's Drabbanan because Batal Kedushas Haaretz, or whether it's Drabbanan because of a technical point, and that is the link of Shvius and Yovel Kol Yoshvel Eham. Why should that make a difference? So the Beis Halevi uses these Havdaros. Can you argue that Shvius Bizman HaZeh is Ke'ein Darais? Is it merely a takanet rabbanan, or is it ke'ein daraisa? So the Beis Levi writes beautifully. No, just intuitively. Well, the closer it's linked to a din daraisa, you can call it ke'ein daraisa. But if it's fundamentally removed, how can you call that ke'ein daraisa? So the Beis Levi explains: if there is no kedushas haaretz bizman hazeh, how can you argue that shvius is ke'ein daraisa? There's no Kedushas Haaretz. But if you're telling me that in principle there is Kedushas Haaretz, you're missing a critical detail, which is Likuva. But the conditions are there. There is Kedushas Haaretz. So that's the Chiddush of Beis Halevi writes, that perhaps according to the Rambam Shita, you have a full Kedushas HaMikdash, you have a full Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael. True, not Daraisa, but perhaps Ke'ein Daraisa. Tiltum Muktzah will not be Ke'ein Daraisa. But whatever is included in the Chinuas Asher Yaviyu, that can be either Daraisa or Ke'ein Daraisa. Rashi goes as far as to say Daraisa. When you look in the Tosus in Beitza, Tosus does not comment. But there is a Tosus, Erev and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the top Tosus, Amar Rabba. Here in Erev, and all of a sudden, Tosus quotes this great Chiddush Rashi. Tosus writes at the end of that Tosus, V'Rashi Pirish, referring to the Rashi of Gimel Aleph, that the reason that Hachana Daraisa is because Mukta Daraisa, Mehaikra, this halacha, Hichinu Sishiyaviyu, is a din Daraisa, and it instructs us that Mukta is Daraisa. And Tosus just writes, Velona Hira, it's just not so. And Tosus writes, that if you look in the Sugyim Psachim, Adaf Mem Zayin Wad Beis, you see that that's not so. Muktzah is not Daraisa. So even if you'll tell me how Chana Darab is a Din Daraisa, we have to see as of yet what that means according to Tosis. But it does not mean Muktzah is Daraisa. Muktzah is only Drabanan. And maybe you can argue it's an Asmachta. But it is not Daraisa. And this is obvious from the Sugyim Psachim Adaf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. What is that Gemara talking about? So the Gemara tells us the following. it's possible for an individual to be chayiv five sets of malkas if he does the following: hamivashel, gid hanasha, bechalav, biyantiv, va'ochla. A person takes the gid hanasha, he cooks it in milk on yantiv and eats it. He gets five different malkas. Number one, he gets malkas for mevashel gid biyantiv. He gets malkas for the malacha bishul. Bishul is asur on yantiv. There's etta malacha salchon efesh. Machalas asuros. Machalas asuros is not called salchon efesh. So therefore, there is malkas for bishul. Lo kamishum ochel gid. If he eats it, so he violates this of gid anasha. Lo kamishum avashel basa b'chalav. Bishul basa b'chalav is a third yisur. Even ahead up in a chol. V'lo k'mishum ochel basa b'chalav. Now, what's the fifth? V'lo k'mishum havar. He gets malchus because, look, he made a fire. Lo sevaro eish. And therefore, lo k'mishum havar. Now the Gemara continues. V'iyam rinan ho'il. If you subscribe to the principle of ho'il, Ahavar lo l'chayiv. Ho'o d'chazi le d'tzarko. The Gemara says, if you hold up ho'il, that in principle this could have been utilized for ochel nefesh, even if in practice it was not. So when I lit the fire in order to cook, maybe that's called ochel nefesh. Had I just left the water there, it's boiling in a pot. Had I just left the water, that would be fine. But I did what I did. Now, instead of water, I'd get an ashe b'chalav. But if you hold of ho'il in principle, that's enough. So if you hold of ho'il, how do you get five? So now the Gemara comments, Ela api kavara va'ayil atse muktza. I'll give you the fifth case. No, it wasn't havara. That's covered by ho'il. But in order to fuel the fire, used wood that was muktzah. The Gemara asks, muktzah daraisa? Do you really mean to say this is forbidden in Torah? The Gemara says, in, yes. V'hayav yamashishi v'china seshu yaviyu. Even a further chiddush. V'az haras semiacha. Lo sasul komalacha. Well, this is even a greater chiddush, no? Here the Gemara is talking about malchus, no? Here the Gemara assumes at this point muktzah daraisa, and it's bichlal hamalachos, and therefore there should be malchus daraisa for muktzah. It's a very great chiddush. Is that really true? The Gemara raised the following kasha. The Gemara tells us the halacha of Memashke Yisrael. What does that mean? Min hamutr li Yisrael. Mikan omru ein mivim nisachim min hateva. You want to bring nisachim, you have to utilize that which is mutr li Yisrael. If something is nesar, you cannot use it for the purpose of nisachim. So therefore, ein mivim nisachim min hateva. The Gemara says, Yachol l'olavim in ha-muktza? Would you think that means that if something is muktza, the same halacha should apply? The Gemara answers, no. Ma teva miyuchad she'isir gufo garam lo? When it comes, for example, to tevel, it's something which is inherently shel yisir. Av kol she'isir gufo garam lo? Yatsa muktza she'ein isr gufo garimlo, ele isr davar acher garimlo. Something which is inherently asr, that is subject to the slacha memashke Yisrael. Something where davar acher garimlo, Rashi says Shabbos. The isr Shabbos is what forbids this use. That is not subject to memashke Yisrael. the Gemara asks the kasha, "Ve'i amrin iser muktzah daraisa." If you hold muktzah really is forbidden daraisa, so what difference does it make? Mali iser gufo, mali iser davar acher. What difference does it make? This should still be called that which is inherently aser, if muktzah is daraisa. So how can you say muktzah is daraisa? The Gemara asks a further kasha. Va'od, v'ha'ad hu da'amrit. Don't you maintain that ein chiluk malachos biyantiv? We discussed earlier, Shem, the concept of chiluk malachos. If you assume ein chiluk malachos biyantiv, what does that mean? For a single act, you're not going to be chayiv two sets of malchus. What's the problem here? There are five malchus altogether. No. If you're going to maintain that one is already for Mevashel, and the other one is now for what? Muktzah, which is Nisa Daraisa? So you're getting two sets of Malkos, both for Chil Yantiv, through a single act? That you cannot have. Ein Chiluk Malachos Yantiv. So how can you say that two out of the five are for Malachos Yantiv? So the grand answer is, you're right. Apikavara va'ayel atse asher. You're right. We made a mistake. We weren't talking about havara. We weren't talking about muktza. We were talking about asher. That the eitzim that the person was utilizing is shalisser, shalavadazara. That's mamash kufa shalisser. And that's the onesh for the use of that wood. That's the Sugim Sach Mem Zayin. So again, the Gemara entertained as a possibility that there's an Issa Daraisa of Muktzah. The Gemara rejected it. The Gemara rejected it on two counts. Count number one is based on Mamashke Yisrael. You see that Muktzah is not called Machalos Asurus. Point number two, you're going to have a double Issa than of Chil Yantiv. And you can't be chayiv twice for maisachas. So therefore, the Gemara says, ayal atzei asher. This is what Tosus's very brief comment is. The Tosus in Erev and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis quotes Rashi and says, that's not right. The Gemara entertains such a possibility that muktzah is daraisa, but the Gemara just rejects it. Muktzah is not daraisa. So take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes in Beit Zedav Beis Mad Beis. Dura Maschal Rabba, Rabba L'Tamei. And then we'll have to go back to our distinction. When Rashi said Muktzah Daraisa, what was Rashi referring to? Achila, no? Achila, lo teochel. That Gemara that debates and concludes that muktzah is lav daraisa. What is that referring to? Achilas muktzah. No, atzei muktzah. What is that referring to? That's what we saw yesterday. That's hishtamshus v'dvar muktzah. That's not achilas muktzah. There are three categories of muktzah. Achila, hishtamshus, and tiltul. According to Rashi, Shita, the Chiddush is as follows. The tiltul muktzah is obviously Drabanan. That's what Rashi said in Beitz and Daf Yud Beis. That's a Gzeira Mishamotza. Achilas Muktza is obviously Daraisa. That's Achana Daraba. You know what the Gemara was debating in Psachim and Daf Mem Zayin? What about Lihish Dameshba? We already pointed out that Marshal, the Sugin Daf Lam and Gimel, the Magen Avram, Hishtamshus is Ke'en Achila. There's no Heter Ocho Nefesh when it comes to Hishtamshus. Is that a Din Daraisa or is that a Din Darabanan? That's what the Gemara was debating. And the Gemara concludes Darabanan. But what is true of the Hishtamesh B'Muktzah according to Rashi is not true of Achilas Muktzah. These are the three halachos. Take a look if you can. The Shilta Mem Zayin. And take a look at the Netziv, it's Parshas Peshalach. And then take a look at the Afikayam, Simen Yud Zayin, where he highlights, right, this machlokes, Rashi and Tosus, what is Daraisa, what is Drabanan, and in turn, how do you understand the concept of Hachana Daraba? According to Rashi, if Muktzah is Daraisa, that's Hachana Daraba. But according to Tosus, if Muktzah in any shape or form is only a Din Darabanan, so how does the Gemara say that Rab is halacha as a din daraisa? Unless you accept the Meiri, it just means ke'ein daraisa. But if you hold it really is daraisa, what is hachana daraba other than, as Rashi writes, the problem of muktzah? Right, so we'll have to continue with these points if you can. Take a look at the Netziv and Shiltos, and take a look at that Afikaniyah.